Hi, welcome to the very first episode of Dental Marketing Gyan, which is the basics of marketing. My name is Dr. Saif Sayed. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for hearing me out. This is where I'll be focusing on the basics of dental marketing. So when I first introduced my own concepts in dental marketing in a promotional lecture a few years back, I received mixed reviews and feedback. So there were some doctors who absolutely loved it, and there were others who didn't really appreciate it. So before beginning with this topic, and from here on, before I begin with any of the other topics when it comes to dental marketing, let me throw a few pointers here, right? So point number one, marketing is very practice specific. So a concept that works for my practice may not yield similar results at your practice. Similarly, a strategy marketing that has gone horribly wrong at my clinic may become the main source of income to you. Please remember this. Something that doesn't work for me might work for you. Similarly, something that hasn't worked, that has worked really well for me, has given you really poor results. So it is very market, very, very practice specific. Point number two, marketing is a tried and tested technique which needs a lot of patience. You cannot expect results overnight. Sometimes it takes weeks, months, or even years to prove that a particular marketing strategy is successful. So you have to be patient and try a lot of new innovative things that can work for you. So please be patient. That's point number two. Point number three, very important. I cannot decide and say which strategy will work for you. These are my tested techniques that have worked for me, and they might well work for you. So it is you who must put this in practice. Invest your time, invest your money, invest your efforts, and then see whether it is working out for you. That's point number three. Point number four, remember that some strategies may put you into a loss. However, if you believe in it and your instinct says that you must continue with it, then certainly continue. You have to try and test it. Point number five, in our profession, please remember that there is a very thin line between marketing and ethics. Some strategies that you use may go against the ethical code of selling your practice. So be very, very careful with your words, action, and behavior. Okay, so quickly, 5 points. Marketing is very practice specific. What might work for you will not work for me, and the other way around. Number two, it's tried and tested technique. It needs a lot of time, efforts, and sometimes money. You need to be patient. Third, I cannot say what will work for you. I'm not responsible. These are my tested techniques. If you try them, they might work for you. Point number four, some strategies might put you into a loss. Stay there if you feel that it will work in the long term. Stay. Point number five, there is a very thin line between marketing and ethics. Please don't try and cross any kind of ethics. So after all these 5 points, let me move on to the word marketing. This gets interesting now. Let's start by knowing the word marketing. So what is marketing? Let's split that up. It's a market. So what is a market? A market is an area where commercial dealings are done. As simple as that. You're having a commercial dealing at a particular place, that's a market. It's quite simple. And marketing is the action or business of promoting or selling that product or services. Services in your case. Services in a dental practice. Correct? So a market is a place where commercial dealings are done. The way you're selling that particular product or a service is the art of marketing. So here, dental marketing. So basically, you're here with a dental practice and you want to promote your practice. And since yours is a service-based industry, you're providing to people around you. Dental marketing is the business of promoting and selling your practice to people around you. I'll repeat that. Dental marketing is a business of promoting and selling your practice and your services to people around you. Let's simplify this a little bit. So, make this a little easier to understand, I've introduced my own concept. This is called as the 5 cents marketing. This is my own concept. I don't know if it's already been proved or it's been stated earlier by any other people. I really don't know. But this is something that I feel I've introduced. It's called as a 5 cents marketing. Why did I come up with this? Simple. I'm a doctor. I work on a part of the human body. So easier for me to understand this particular concept. So what is 5 cents marketing? So there are 5 senses when it comes to marketing of anything. Be it the number one is sense of sight, what you see. Second is sense of hearing, what you hear. The sense of speaking, what you talk. Sense of pain and sense of time. I'll repeat that. Sense of sight, sense of hearing, sense of speaking. And the last two, sense of pain and sense of time. So as you already know, these are not the basic common senses of the human body, but they are an integral part of our body. And you'll be surprised now if I tell you that these senses of a human body, when applied to marketing, can drastically improve the way that you look at your clinical practice. I'm going to repeat those 5 again. Sense of sight, sense of speech, sense of hearing, sense of pain, and sense of time. Why did I come up with this? The reason behind this concept of 5 senses is that marketing is promoting your business to humans. I repeat that, marketing is promoting your business to humans, to people like you, to people like me, the people who are staying next door, the people who are from your breed and species, humans. So to understand how to sell your dental practice, you need to understand human behavior. You need to understand human senses and you need to understand human thoughts, because all these marketing concepts are thought driven. I'll repeat that. All these marketing concepts are thought driven. So you need to understand human behavior. You need to understand human senses and human thoughts. So no person is an idiot or a psycho to enter your practice without a reason. Sometime, somewhere, and at some moment, a thought struck his mind that he needs, that he should seek dental treatment. Correct? Sometime, somewhere, at some moment, a simple thought came to him that he needs to go out and seek dental treatment, which according to me is a primary thought. I'll explain that later. It's a primary thought. And another thought that strikes his mind that he should come to you, capital Y-O-U, for dental treatment is a secondary thought. Remember, he needs to go out and seek dental treatment is a primary thought, but he needs to come and that he should come to you for dental treatment is a secondary thought. And these thoughts come with the help of our senses, which is why my concept of 6 senses work here. So this is my first episode, my very first episode on the basic of marketing. I spoke about the very, very first 5 pointers when it comes to dental marketing. This very practice specific. It is a tried and tested technique. Something that works for me might not work for you. You need to be very patient. I cannot decide and say what will work for you. 4th point is some may put you into a loss. Stay there if you feel like. Lastly, 5, don't cross your line of ethics. Then I spoke about dental marketing. Dental marketing is a place, a market is a place where goods and services are sold. How you sell that is called as the art of marketing. When it comes to dental marketing, is the art of and the business of promoting and selling your practice to people around you. My five concepts of the sense of sight, sense of hearing, sense of speech, sense of pain, and sense of time, which is what I'm going to explain in the very next episode. And why did I come up with this 5 senses is because the people who you're selling it to you're selling this to humans. You're selling this to someone of your own species, and they all have thoughts. They all have senses. They have a certain behavior. They're thought driven. Which is why the 5 sense of marketing comes into play here. In my next episode, I'm going to break this down. I'm going to beautifully explain with a simple story as to what I'm exactly talking about when it comes to these 5 senses. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for hearing me out. please do help me share the word, let more and more fellow colleagues know about this podcast that I've started. This is Dr. Saif signing off from the very first episodes of the Basics of Dental Marketing. Thank you and good night.